Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version. So then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water, just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm gonna set up the speaker and I'm gonna listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need a spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Welcome. Happy Friday. Football Friday. Wait, is it? This will shock you. I haven't heard any different.
What does the boss say?
Let's just go with it. Yeah, Football Friday is brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino. Call the eights. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922.
I'm not sure how much I've learned in the 20 plus years we've been together and the 30 years that I've been doing this, but I do think it's safe to say if you read the sponsors extra, you're not going to get in trouble.
I think that's right.
Right. Nobody's going to say you should not have done that.
Mike, come here. I heard you reference Crosby's four times. It was only supposed to be three.
What do you think you're doing?
You're suspended for a year. Without pay. I want one of those suspensions where you get paid. How do you get those? Play professional sports?
Yeah, or be just so police officer? So valuable to the company. I don't know
how you get those.
It's not a status I've ever thought I would achieve, and I think I'm correct.
How much of your Sunday will be a football Sunday?
I think a good amount. I doubt I'll watch much of the morning. Me and Mrs. Parker have got a little we got a little getaway planned for Saturday, and so you know I don't know that we'll be gone much further than 1 o'clock kickoffs, but I don't think I'll be waking up going hey hun while they bring us breakfast in bed do you mind I don't think I'll be looking at the football game at 9:30 probably that, but the rest of it I'll probably be I'll probably be there.
Isn't it true of a lot of things in life that you are excited about them, you like them, and they end up being your ruination or your undoing or just somehow end up in the negative?
A lot of my choices are like that, yes.
1A is Thursday night football. 1B is Sunday morning games. Because both require an extra round of attention with fantasy. You know, just like we do – FFPC, we'll have Adam Krautwurst later. FFPC, which is the number one high stakes site, I would say, has a round of waivers Sunday mornings at 10, which, is interesting and good. And if you're all over it, you're all over that. You have to be.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a 9:30 kickoff, and that just complicates it. Like, you can't, if I wanted name somebody like on the Tutu Atwell. Because in these leagues, Jordan Whittington is already taken. Like, that's how we play. But if you wanted Tutu Atwell, you can't get him on Sunday morning because his game will have started. Same right. with the Jaguars. LaQuint Allen or somebody like that. Like, so those guys are off.
Your LaQuint Allens, your Tutu Atwell.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Who needs this in their lives? I mean, I'm not recommending it for anybody.
Yeah, no. No, I'll be happy to be missing out on all that. That's not even the correct way to put it.
I understood.
I won't mind not partaking in that.
Next week, there is no early game. Oh.
But the Bills play at 1. So, I mean, that's...
Oh, that's so early.
That's early for us now, yeah.
But there's no morning game in weeks 8 or 9. There is in week 10 and 11. So, right back at it.
Yeah.
Well, my Sunday, I think, will be largely out in the rain. It sounds like it's going to rain on Sunday at a lacrosse tournament. But, you know, as we've talked about in the past, you last week spending 12 hours in a row or whatever it was on the couch watching games. Right. Like, you know, you regretted it. You wanted to have been outside a little bit.
I played golf in the morning at least. But, you know, yeah, once 1 o'clock rolled around, that was pretty much it. And, yeah, the games did not feel like they really paid off. So I have now that you're just mentioning it, so I'm just getting around to looking to see what
it's worse.
Our choices are going to be.
I think it's worse.
I mean, the Chiefs, but it's the Raiders, so you just be ready to watch the Chiefs win by 20 or something. 1 o'clock. Eagles-Vikings. Okay.
I really almost don't care at all about that.
Washington-Dallas is 425.
I like that.
That should be a fun game.
But you have some, dogs on there. Carolina Jets.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the local TV. Those are the games that are available to us over the air. And then the night game, of course, everybody gets.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Falcons and 49ers.
That's not even great.
No, not really.
Two games on Monday night. It's too much. Well, last night, though.
That was.
How about that?
That was beautiful, is what it was. It was for a variety of reasons. But mostly, I'm going to say Pittsburgh losing. That was what I really wanted out of it. I got hard. I went hard on Flacco yesterday on the show. Like, just give me this one game, this one moment in the sun, or under the lights, if you will. And he absolutely delivered. The game was wild. It seemed like it was maybe Pittsburgh's game. They're up 10 early. Cincinnati's up 10 early fourth quarter. And still we're getting back and forth, you know, lead changes and Hail Marys. And it was pretty intense.
The Hail Mary was close. Were you on the edge of your seat? I bet you stayed awake for this game.
You think I did? Yeah. Yeah, I had. That was not – I won a huge parlay last night, and I was not. It wasn't until it was three touchdowns I needed, Chase, which happened very early, and the other two were Fant and Darnell Washington.
We have to talk about that.
And those were the last two touchdowns, right? I think Cincinnati's last touchdown was Fant, and so when that happened, that's when I looked. Because I wasn't paying attention to it all night. I knew Fant and Washington had not scored. And so I knew I needed that. And I wasn't that worried. I had Flacco for 250 or more attached to that. And the Bengals on the money line. That was the parlay. And so I knew I had Chase. I knew I had a look at Flacco. But without the touchdowns, I wasn't, you know. But when Fant scores, I was about to fall asleep. I was in bed on my side, the iPad propped up against something on my nightstand, and Fant gets the touchdown. I'm like, okay, I think I'm kind of live here.
I mean, how?
Obscure tight ends.
I asked this question.
Thursday brand. I went and I grabbed Fant. Gesicki's hurt, right?
That's right. So, no, that's how you do it.
And I thought Flacco's old. He'll want to throw to a tight end.
That's right. Yep.
That was my process. So Fant scores. Yes, now I'm awake, right? It's a 10-point game, I think, right? Yeah. And then, but I still need the Darnell Washington touchdown, which I get on the subsequent possession. So, and I've still got Cincinnati in the lead by three. I don't have the Flacco yards yet. He's like 15 short. They're about to get the ball back. I'm assuming they're going to try to score again because there's still 7 minutes or something left or whatever it was. It's a lot of time. And so, yeah, I was wide awake.
I would hope so.
I got the Washington touchdown. I texted Sam. Please don't be offended that I didn't text you. You are not in my Apple
me?
World. Yeah. Because I would have texted.
I'm not offended.
I can't text you from my bedroom. My phone is downstairs.
Well, that's how I want it.
And you're outside of my. You and Paul and our boss, Alan, are outside of my. So I have to go to my phone to contact you guys. So anyway, I text Sam and I send him the bet slip. Like, okay. He's like, oh boy. And the buyout.
It's 182-1.
When
was the bet?
When the Bengals start marching on what ends up being their second to last field goal drive to go back up six, they're marching. The buyout is like $2,100 on this parlay, which is, I mean, there's an ass whopping load of money to win on a $20 bet, right? But it's also $1,600 less than if I see it through, right? So I'm texting Sam. He's like, don't do it. Don't. I told him the buyout is $2,100 right now. That's like more money than I probably ever won on any single bet ever on this app. He's like, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm like, okay. So I'm sitting tight, and they bog down. They kick the field goal. They kick off. As soon as the Steelers get the ball, it's $1,700, the buyout. It got slashed.
Right, like, because it's only six. Right, the lead is six.
Right, so this is dead. I'm
like
done.
7 minutes left.
I'm closing the app. I got the yards. That drive got Flacco the yards. So I'm home everywhere. I just need the win now. I need the Bengals to hold on. And then that Freiermuth play happens. And I'm just like, come on! Oh! okay, Flacco, game-winning field goal drive time. But even that was still, I mean, they get the ball back and there's the Hail Mary, and I just was not, yeah, I was.
It was no sure thing. Like when I thought when it went 31-30 Pittsburgh, really my number one thought, as I think I tweeted, was just like, please let this game go on forever, which has happened maybe four times this year on Thursday nights. Some of these games on Thursday nights, you just kind of want to keep rooting for chaos and ties and overtime. And San Francisco Rams, I think, was one of these games. Maybe that was last week. So for me, it was one sack here, and Cincinnati, it's a crazy bad loss if that happens. But it doesn't. Like, they just...
they couldn't get near him again. They got him once on that previous field goal drive. I think Watt and Hayward got him, and they had to settle for the field goal.
That's probably why I was thinking it. Like, finally, I didn't watch the first half very closely, but finally Pittsburgh was getting home.
Right.
And still, how about it? I mean, congratulations. I mean, I love numbers. I like to bet. I don't do a lot of it, but I love to talk about it and analyze it. I don't play parlays hardly ever, but man, when you get one, how you get to Noah Fant and Darnell Washington? Darnell Washington had 2 receiving yards in this game on 3 catches and 1 touchdown. And I had Washington, just to do our thing, like with the tight ends, just that was plus 320. I had a small wager on that, and that was sort of my highlight of the night. So we both won on him, a guy that, I mean, how cool is that guy? But Fant and Washington and Chase, I mean, Chase ended up being easy. That wasn't even yards. That was his – he had to score. Imagine if you had him
– and he didn't score, right?
To score, and he doesn't on that game.
Yep.
But he does.
Or if I'd had Higgins instead of Fant, and he goes down at the 3-yard line.
But he at least had already scored, too. Higgins.
Oh, he did. Oh, he did. I didn't even realize
he scored
that.
In the first half,
oh,
too.
Okay. All
Everybody right. scored except Metcalf in this game. And, you know, Jalen Warren, who had it. But, you know, or Chase Brown. All right. Not everybody scored, but if you were tight end, you scored in this game. Yeah, that's really awesome. So Pittsburgh is now 4-2. And Cincinnati is what? 3-4?
3-4, right.
And they're not dead then? Or are they? I mean, was Flacco so good that. They're just going to make a run?
They're not dead, but I don't. I mean, everything I said yesterday was just give me a game. I don't believe if I get the game that I'm sort of predicting or hoping for, this big, you know, show off Joe Flacco game, I don't believe it's going to mean that they're back. He's liable to throw 3 picks next week. I wouldn't trust it. But you know, he can get hot. He got hot enough for Cleveland a couple of years ago that they rode him into the playoffs, and then he turned into a pumpkin against Houston in the playoffs. So he could, I guess, but I'm still thinking they're dead.
I think he is sort of, it's been a long time since I was like really into playing Madden, but let's say you're just starting out on a Madden season, or you're just not really, you're playing your teenage son and you're not really that adept at it. But you know the league, you know the players, and you take over a team that has Ja'Marr Chase on it. What are you going
to
do?
Throw it to Ja'Marr Chase.
Every play. Every play, you're just going to throw the ball to Ja'Marr Chase and like figure out where he is on the field. I watched the game on the Next Gen Prime.
Yeah, how'd you like that? I've not done that yet.
I like it a lot. I don't always prefer it. Like when the Bills were on, I didn't watch it on that feed. I like it a lot. Which you don't, you know, you adjust. All these touchdowns, everything is from back up behind the quarterback. And they do show you where everybody is. It's a great way to learn coverages and, you know, blitzes and blitz pickups. I think it's really smart, that feed. And they do give you, like, more of the data on when to go for it and this kind of thing. But, like, when the Freiermuth, the 31-30 touchdown happened, it was like being in the stadium when you're in the end zone on the other end.
Right.
You just really don't know how close he is. But you know, at the same time, from the regular sideline camera, you don't know who's waiting for him back here or it's like what it looks like going forward. It's maybe, you know, 50-50 with this. I liked it a lot. But you can learn about defense in this from watching that feed. I don't know what I was going to say. I feel like with but Chase, you know, like Flacco is kind of maybe how you would play the position if you ever somehow miraculously lucked into the job. You would just sort of, all right, well, both these quarterbacks, both in their 40s, got rid of the ball right away last night. This was happening all night. Like, both guys were just sort of getting rid of it and not, I mean, Rodgers had a couple of plays where he danced around.
Because the stat, at one point, I wasn't watching what you're talking about, but the page that I was looking at for Prime on my iPad did have stats below, and not just, you know, attempts and yards and stuff, it average time to throw. And at one point, like in the third or fourth quarter of the game, Rodgers' time to throw was double what Flacco's was. Probably because of a couple of plays he extended that just stretched it out.
Yeah, that is a function, of course, somewhat on what the quarterback does. I mean, if Rodgers gets rid of the ball earlier, his time to throw is different. But It's not like it had to be. Like on the Jonnu Smith touchdown, he could have thrown the ball away and they kick a field goal there and it's 2 seconds to throw instead of eight or whatever it ended up being on that play. So he makes that happen. It's not just a line stat, right? So he, on that play, I mean, you saw it first quarter just was, he could have doubled how much time he needed to throw. Just nobody was coming. Anyway, Pittsburgh, it's such a fun league, you know? Like it's, if Pittsburgh is going to have a Pittsburgh season, their offense is limited. They have one wide receiver. They have Arthur Smith. They'll punt a lot. Tomlin still loves to punt. You know, they're not sharp in game management stuff, but at least the defense. And what do you get here? Against a Bengals team that can't block and is on their third quarterback of the season.
And can't run the ball.
Doesn't really run the ball. In this game, they do.
Did pretty much whatever they wanted, and they barely got to Flacco, really.
Crazy.
Yeah, it really was. And now the result is 6 teams at 4-2 in the AFC. You just got this huge log jam behind the Colts, just like everyone thought. The Colts pacing the whole thing at 5-1. But Chargers, Steelers, Patriots, Bills, Jaguars, Broncos, all 4-2.
Colts at Chargers Sunday. Brace yourself if you get to that game. You know why?
Why?
The Chargers are in all yellow.
Oh, my.
They're calling it gold, but we as Sabres fans know gold and yellow are very different.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just be the blue and gold if you're blue and yellow. So the Chargers are like all yellow.
Is this like a rivalry? No, they're not.
No, they're just fooling around.
Okay. All right. Well, good to know. Thanks for the warning.
You've all been warned.
That must be a 4 o'clock kick, I assume, because
it's
in L.A. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm sure I'll dip into that on Red Zone.
None of those 5-1 or 4-2 teams. I think there are 7 combined.
Yeah, 6-1. Yes.
Are Kansas City
right? They are right behind at 3-3.
And speaking of uniforms, here comes the best uniform matchup in NFL history. Chiefs red at home versus Raiders white and silver pants. That's the best. That's just never been topped. But not one of the top 7 teams by the standings, you're telling me.
No, that's right. They are the 8th place team in the conference
now. Let's keep it that way. Right, everyone?
Probably not.
So is Houston outside of the top 7. They play Monday night late in Seattle. And they're more interesting to me as a contender than Jacksonville is. But I do like Seattle in the game because I think Seattle's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bengals at 3-4 are what? Their next 2 games are home to the Jets and the Bears. I think you said it. I asked you already and you said it. He could throw 3 picks next week. He totally will.
Yeah.
Like, this is Joe Flacco. Like I was saying, you're going to hit that button and he's going to throw the ball to Chase on every play because there's no close second as an option, and this may work, but this is what we're going to do. And then in a week or two, they'll be on to him.
Right.
And then what?
Then it's over.
Then he's traded to the Texans.
Yeah. And then, you know, did he get you to Joe Burrow with a lifeline still? Like, are you alive by the time Burrow comes back? I still would guess no, but you never know. Because I do think I would have. Is it 3 seasons ago now that he had that late run in Cleveland? Where he took two, it was only 2 seasons ago. I'll bet I said the same thing every week. Like, he kept playing well, I think it was only like four games in a row, maybe. All right. But still, after the first, I'm like, oh, that won't last. Oh. And again. And finally, like, okay, it's the playoffs. This madness has to stop. And it's two pick sixes, and they just got blown out. So he could, he's done it recently enough. That's not prime Joe Flacco. That's more this Joe Flacco than the Joe Flacco that won the Super Bowl, even though I don't know, like, skill-wise.
Who even remembers that?
How different they even are. But he still moves around about the same. How about the keeper? That was the most incredible play of the night, maybe.
Love it. The vibes were really, really good.
My breath away. I could not believe that happened.
I can't believe he didn't have Flacco over rushing yards right. on this parlay the way it's going.
With Fant and Darnell Washington.
Do you see the stat about how Tom Brady, with one, is second all-time in receiving yards among players in their 40s?
No, I did not see that.
Jerry Rice has a million. Right. Nobody else has two. And I think it was Steve Palazzolo maybe who tweeted, like, let's cook up a little swing pass to Flacco. Like,
right.
Last night they were probably game for it. Just he was
yep.
He had the sneak late that didn't count because of a timeout.
Right.
And they just ran it again.
Right.
I felt like that was their one chance to run the sneak. I thought it was a little cheap that they ended up showing their play,
mm-hmm.
and the Bengals like, no, we'll just do it again and make it both. Right. Like, he's Allen now. Allen, Flacco is better at sneaks than the Bills. The Bills have decided not to do it. Brady even said it.
We played it yesterday. Variety. Yeah, right.
Yeah, like they don't even want to run sneaks anymore with Josh Allen. Here's the Bengals with Flacco. Like, what do you mean? Of course this is the best idea out there. Wow. Well, great night, and congrats again. Wow, amazing. Sam, I want to talk about it. I put their show on this morning at 9:30, and the first thing I heard was Sam talking about you.
Oh, so, really? Yeah.
I mean, he knows. Sam Panayotovich, Adam Krautwurst with some fantasy advice, Paul Hamilton on the Sabres before we're done, and then at the end, picks. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, Football Friday. Let's go. We'll be back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Snap good, hold good, kick good. What a night.
Al Michaels, or as we know him as Al. Hey, that's Al. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, Football Friday. Welcome back. With us now, the always entertaining Sam Panayotovich, host of Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski on the Bet MGM Network. Weekday mornings, 9 to noon on the Odyssey app and the Bet 1520 here in Buffalo. Also, you can catch Sam Sunday mornings as well as Joe on separate shows leading up to the 1 p.m. Eastern kickoff slate. Sam, nice night.
Nice night for Chase Brown, for sure. That was nice. We hit that one, but only to be outdone by – I told Joe I was going on with Mr. Thursday Night today, and he said, which one, Mike or Bulldog? And I'm like, honestly, that's a fair point. You guys have dominated Thursday Night Football this year.
That's pretty much the case,
although my
balance doesn't look like his, I think. Like, I had Washington to score, and I felt like kind of a, you know – a chump watching the room segment yesterday, but that was Washington over yards. Which right. he had 2 yards, not I believe 27.
Well, I don't know, Sam. Needed. You tell me, and don't pull any punches. I suspect I know how Joe feels about this. Like, who's the chump? Like, I put in these 4 and 5 leg parlays every week. On Sunday once, on Thursdays not every week. We're 7 weeks into the season. It took until now for me to hit one.
It only takes one.
I made all my money back and then some, of course. I mean, I was only down a couple $100 on the whole process. But, you know, I'm a guy in flip-flops walking in to buy a lottery ticket.
Well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're doing it right, though, because you do it within your means. I'm not ever going to tell somebody not to bet 5, 10, 20 bucks on a parlay. If you want to do that, if that's your prerogative, go for it. And Bulldog, I'll tell you this. I made a decent amount in the game last night. I didn't come near you. So, and I'm not going to put your business in the streets because that's not my job. But, I mean, when you hit one of these and you bet 20 to win a lot, it feels really good because it's very hard. I think that's why we do it. It's so difficult. But I will tell you one thing. I got so many texts last night. I had buddies back home in Chicago that were sending me slips, 8, 9, 10 legs, bing, bing, bing. Like everybody hit their parlays last night, and that's really what it takes. It takes a 33-31 final score in a game totaled 44 because all the prices are massive. That was supposed to be a 24-20 game last night. When it goes Tops. Over that by that much and everybody does something, the books get crushed.
I mean, you can always tell a story. I have felt for a couple of years that with this Amazon investment, that we need to recalibrate what Thursday night football is. That even the officials can have a hand in it in subtle ways where the matchups are way better than they used to be. They used to be right. Panned for how bad the matchups were. Now they're all good games, or at least rivalry games. And, you know, they're putting so much money into the league. They want good games. And one way or another, they're going to get them, I think. So they don't all have to be shootouts, and they're not. But I think gone are the days of using the fact that it's short rest to justify that teams won't be able to score, move the ball on Thursday nights. I mean, that's not what we're seeing anymore.
All the games have been close this season, too. I hadn't even thought about this, but let's wiggle. Let's talk about it. 24-20 Eagles over Cowboys. 27-18 Packers over Commanders. That one, I guess, wasn't that close. Bills-Dolphins, as you guys know, was close until the end. Cardinals-Seahawks landed on a field goal. Niners upset the Rams 26-23, and then you get the upset by the Giants on the 9th of October, the upset by the Bengals on the 16th. I guess all the games have been either exciting or close or the dog is winning. There may be something there. I will say this, though. If you're going to take your parlay money from Thursday night, don't do it on the London game on Sunday, please, for the love of God.
Yeah.
No.
Different story.
Sam, I don't know how long it'll take, hopefully a really long time, for me to put that money back. That money got out of the account as soon as I woke up this morning. I don't let that amount of money sit in there and tempt me to do something stupid, because it's the weekend. So that's gone to the checking account, or it's not there yet, but it's on the way.
You didn't put it all on Carolina Jets.
No. That's in the guitar fund. Don't lie, Bulldog. That went right to the guitar fund.
The half rule is useful here.
I need one more. It's complicated. But yeah, no, you're right. The guitar fund is a real thing.
Half rule.
Yeah.
When you win whatever the amount is that's like it significant, whatever your number would be, half is for play, half isn't. That's what I think is best. But it's not my money. Sam Paniatovic on the West Her Hotline. Well, Sam, I mean, throughout this season so far, we're into week 7 now, you've been repping your Bills Super Bowl bet. I wonder how you feel about it at this point. Not necessarily so much in terms of what the prices are. It's just sort of what your confidence level is. I think it's interesting for fans maybe to ponder if they feel better or worse about the Bills' chances of winning it all than they did before the season started.
I don't feel great, but what's done is done. I can't change my bets. I felt really good about them the first 3-4 weeks, and now I feel bad about it. But at the end of the day, we still have a long way to go. I wish I maybe took some of your guys' advice when the Bills were going into that Sunday night game against the Patriots and New England was staring at us at 20-1 to win the division. And I'm like, nah, that ain't going to happen. And now it's a real conversation, although I am waiting for second-year quarterback Drake May to eventually stub his toe at some point, even though the schedule is relatively easy. Look, I think if your defense gets healthy, we have a different conversation. But the tackling has been worrisome. That said, I feel like this has happened to the Bills in October every year under McDermott, where they just play poorly in weeks 5, 6, 7, and then they figure it out. I believe they're still one of the best teams in the league, and it's not like their season is over. They're going to make the playoffs. I still think they win the division. I just need to see more on the defensive side of the ball, injuries or not. That's where I'm at this point.
I think New England, and you may have said it, I feel like this is maybe the consensus opinion about them right now, good enough to beat teams like the Bills. I mean, they look legit, maybe a likely playoff team, but they're probably going to be in close games. Can they win enough of them, even with an easy schedule? That's the thing. That's how I feel about the Patriots. I wouldn't mind beating them, but I doubt that they can just sort of rip off wins against the Titans and the Browns and anybody, the Jets twice, everybody else is waiting for them. I think they'll probably drop a couple of those games, which would give the Bills, you know, the opening that they will probably need.
I look at it this way, and don't tell a Patriots fan or a Bears fan this because they'll just come at you with pitchforks. Those two teams are still learning how to win. It's very difficult to just slap a 10-win or 11-win season on a young team that's still learning how to win. I said this in Chicago yesterday, and I almost got thrown off the radio. I'm like, yes, the Bears are 3-2. The Bears are also 2 plays away from being 1-4. Well, they won the game. Okay, chill out. It's not that big of a deal. But they blocked a field goal to win the game in Vegas, and then they got a fumble in the rain in Landover and kicked a field goal to win. They could be 1-4. Now, they're not. You give Ben Johnson, you give Mike Vrabel credit. It's just, it's very difficult when you put these overreactors on young teams, because young teams generally don't handle pressure well. The Bills are a veteran team with a group that knows how to win games that matter. So I'm a little more optimistic. Maybe I shouldn't be, but it's not like I'm going to take my Bills Super Bowl bets and flush them down the toilet.
No reason to do that.
I mean, you mentioned the defense and needing to see more there, and Mike and I have talked about this really, you know, for on and off really the entire week. Go figure. they scored 20 points against the Patriots. They scored 14 against Atlanta. Like I need to see the offense show some life here more than I think the defense will get some guys back from suspensions and otherwise injury. And, you know, it probably at best will be what it's been, which is, you know, you're gonna have to hang on tight when you play the Chiefs again. But I'm more worried about what I'm seeing on the offense because they just did not have an answer. Josh Allen and the Bills did not have an answer for a team blitzing them on Monday night. And the best quarterbacks in the league, which of course includes Josh Allen, are supposed to chew up and spit out the blitz. You want to blitz me? Bring it on. I'm going to torch you.
That's a very fair counter. I guess I'm just jaded by seeing Bijan Robinson go for 200 total right. yards of offense and Stephon Diggs for 150, right? Maybe they're both concerning. I'm not trying to dismiss what you're saying, but I mean, they couldn't cover Stephon Diggs and, yep. and they couldn't tackle Bijan Robinson. So I think it's certainly cause for concern, but let's reassess. Let's have this conversation again on November 30th when they go to Pittsburgh, pound the Steelers, and they have like, you know, four losses to that point. I think it'll be a fun season. It'll be a long ride. I don't have to tell Buffalo people that. Let's just keep our composure and hope for the best.
Sam Paniatovich with us on Bet Sweats. A regular feature is called Where's the Room, as in who are the public betting and why we shouldn't be doing that, pretty much as a rule. This week, you know, listening today, Sam, I felt like you guys were kind of stuck a little bit with Detroit as a popular public bet and maybe also Cleveland in Joe's case as another. How do you break ties here? Like if you have conviction on a game, maybe it's going to be game to game. You have conviction on a game, but then you find out that the public are really into the same side as you are. Do you necessarily bail? What do you do?
I'm not bailing on the Eagles. I look at a team that's getting Jalen Carter back. Quinyon Mitchell is a full participant at practice. That Eagles defense was quietly a little banged up in that game against the Giants. Another weird Thursday night game. They've been stewing over that game for 10 days now, going into Minnesota, and Carson Wentz just doesn't scare me. Joe was bringing up the Carson Wentz revenge game today, and I'm like, seriously, really? We're going to have this conversation? So I'm on Philly. I laid a point. It's a popular bet. It's not going to keep me off it. I mean, we can't just completely fade the public, although those college football plays, when we do the room on Friday morning, college football, the room is 10-28-2 this year. That's horrendously bad. 10 wins in 40 games, that's bad. So when you're on a college room play, you abort mission. NFL, I'm not so scared.
So a couple college games that I've heard you guys talk about. One is Vanderbilt being favored against LSU, a long time since Vanderbilt has been favored in the SEC. The room is on who? I forget. LSU?
The room's on LSU, yeah. Well, LSU is getting points against Vanderbilt. So, I mean, that's a must bet if you're in the room because Vanderbilt stinks. I'm actually hearing that Garrett Nussmeier is not that healthy at LSU. So there are a couple quarterbacks this week. It's Nussmeier at LSU. It's also Cade Klubnik at Clemson. So that line moved 4 points yesterday from 9.5 to 5.5. The wise guys took SMU. Nobody thinks Klubnik is healthy, and there's this rumor that Garrett Nussmeier at LSU is not healthy. So that'd be a huge restriction on LSU. The other popular college bet is Ole Miss, which we've heard a couple times this week. People look at Ole Miss catching 7 points. They're 6-0. They haven't lost yet. Oh, and they're getting 7? Georgia might wipe them, boys. Might wipe them.
Right. How about the Notre Dame game? What do you see? Notre Dame-USC.
Yeah, I'm on Notre Dame. If you were going to ask me what my favorite bet is, I know we talk about this every week, I'd go Notre Dame. I'd lay it now, though, because I think we're going to get to 10 by game day. Notre Dame's quarterback is going to be a first-round pick because of his passing ability. And this team, if you haven't watched a lot of Notre Dame, they have revolutionized the way they play. They're not a power run team anymore. They throw the ball all over you. And USC has two injured backs. USC has an injured left tackle. It's a lot of pressure to put on USC's quarterback to kind of keep them in the game. I think the Trojans kind of hang around early, but the Irish knock them out late.
Our luck on Alabama, at least covering, ran out last week. They missed by, what, a half point, I think.
Missouri.
Right. And they've got, what do they got, Tennessee this weekend?
Yeah, Tennessee's catching 8.5. That feels big. I hate to say this to you. I push on Alabama. Ha, ha, ha. Nobody wants to hear that. You lost and I won. That felt like a really bad comment to make. Let me retract that from the record.
I don't.
Anyways, you got to get the best number. You got to lay three.
Yep, right.
Win by three. So Tennessee has two NFL receivers and an offense that is very up-tempo. As long as the quarterback protects the ball, they got receivers that can go down the field with Alabama. So that number feels a little bit high.
Lastly, Sam, anything on baseball today?
No, I'm done betting baseball. I retired.
All right.
I mean, go Jays in here.
I'm on to hockey.
Oh, you're on to hockey, right.
Tage Thompson hat trick tomorrow, plus 65-1.
So do.
Oh, can you imagine if you hit the parlay you hit Thursday and then hit the Tage Thompson parlay? That'd be unbelievable.
I'm on it. That number, they played, when did they play? Wednesday night?
Yeah.
At home. The Thompson hat trick was like unbelievably low, Sam. Like 35. Like I tweeted out, like I can't do it. This business model is not going to work. I need it to be, if I'm going to lose a bunch of times and make my money back, it needs to be like near 7,000 plus 7,000, which is around where it was last year. Usually between 6,000 and 7,000. I don't think it ever got higher than that. And 3,500 is like, what is happening? But it's right back up again today.
Well, so, they're playing Ottawa, right, and their backup goalie.
Right,
and the Sabres did score 8 goals, and he didn't have any of them. So somebody was playing it.
Yeah, I guess so.
To bring that down?
Yeah.
Quick glance at the schedule. Buffalo plays Florida tomorrow, so that would make sense.
Yes.
For it to be more expensive.
That's all right. I'm in.
Yeah. Well, it's so early in the day, maybe they won't be awake.
Right.
All right. Sam, always a pleasure. And thank you, by the way. I know I speak for Bulldog when saying this, for all the love you guys give us on your show.
Oh, it's mutual, boys. Thank you so much.
All right. Sam Panayotovich, Odyssey Betting Insider. The Bet 1520 for Bet Sweats Monday through Friday mornings from 9 to noon. Little fantasy talk with Adam Krautwurst coming up at 4. Big injuries at wide receiver this week. What can we do about it? And trying to figure out which quarterbacks to play or avoid, among other topics. I got away with Rodgers in one last night. Hated to do it. You hate to start Aaron Rodgers. What's the best that could happen? But he threw 4. Rodgers and Warren worked out as a tandem.
We had Flacco in our lineup.
That's amazing.
I claimed him yesterday, put all this
Flacco
FanDuel assets in, and like that's it. He's going in the fantasy lineup.
I mean, I shouldn't say we've all been there, but I have been there. It was not there last night. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, Football Friday on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.